You're listening to Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Have You Been Paying Attention is back on Channel 10 tonight, 9:30, featuring our next guest. It's Hamish Blake on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Hame Dog.
Top of the afternoon to you, gang. How are you?
Oh, we're really good, and we're really happy to be speaking with you on this Monday afternoon. You are in lockdown Victoria at the moment in Melbourne.
Slightly eased lockdown, very slightly eased.
If you're How does it affect you, though? How does it affect you? What was
on a day-to-day basis.
What was it? Oh, no, none of the changes affected me. If you were picking the lock, you just had one little click. So there's not much movement in the lock, still very firmly locked.
So there's still 3 weeks, seriously, for everybody in Victoria, in Melbourne, to be inside your house. You can't really do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's the gist. But kids will go back to school soon.
Pretty tough for you because I know you're not happy at home, and so for you to be locked down under these incredible circumstances, it must be harrowing. You must be crossing the days off on a calendar.
Have you? I've got these just ferocious children. A really
annoying, naggy, unattractive wife who's untalented and not funny.
When's it going to go your way, Hamish? When do you reckon you'll get a break?
When does she support you?
Blakey get a break? I know, it's a bit of a shame. But no, so I can't complain at all. You actually had to do a
photo shoot for Zoe today. Now, one thing that people, when people are in work and busy and doing, they're in the celebrity eye, so to speak, you get asked to do lots of photo shoots, and it involves going to a studio, having photographers, makeup artists, stylists to dress you. When we're in lockdown, you can't do any of that, and you had to support Zoe in a recent spread, didn't you, as the photographer du jour.
I had to get my Leibowitz on.
Get your Leibowitz on, man. You did it very well, buddy.
It was a triumph for everyone involved because Zoe got a whole bunch of dresses sent to the house, so she got to dress up and was through it. Yeah, because she's launching a kids' book at the moment. She's written a brand new book, Back to Sleep, available soon. I think now probably. Great read. Mick's enjoyed it. Halfway through, but I won't give away the ending. you'll nut it out.
No, it's a twist on sending children to sleep.
It is. It's a great book. But to do the photo shoot, they were like, "We'll send you a bunch of dresses and your husband has to shoot you at home." Now,
that's
years
a bit presumptuous.
Ago, yeah. I mean, I guess they were just like, because the subtext was, "We'll just take whatever you send us." But years ago, I bought a flash for my camera, and I'm a bit of an impulse buyer. And at the time, I just had this thing going, the kids are little, and I'm gonna do professional photography on them. And of course, so it's like, you never use the flash, and I never have. But when this came around, I went, "This is it. I could use the flash."
I've seen the results, and the flash works, man.
I haven't, but I'm hoping you took some classy shots. And I'm talking about with like a boa constrictor, lying on the bonnet of a car. I always think is a good one.
Was there oil involved? Denim
shorts, and we got the Daisy Duke, I call it.
The Daisy Duke, yep.
Ripped the dust cover off the neighbour's bike and got a couple of watermelons in front of those tastefully.
That's so pretty.
It's a kid's book, so you have to be creative.
That's true. Now, fantastic. You're doing really something good. Also that Can't is really down my alley, and I have an air fryer, Hamish.
Are you loving it?
We just go through so many fries. Like
it does actually just become basic.
Fries are so good in an air fryer.
What's the best thing to cook in an air fryer?
Chips, 100%.
Yep, super fries. Literally, you get the frozen chips, the frozen super fries from your supermarket, the McCain's. Yep. You put them in this basket, you shove it in the air fryer. They come out like McDonald's fries. Oh, you don't add oil, don't add nothing. Isn't that right, Hamish?
Is that how your mate Ben Shuri does it, Hamish?
I'm pretty sure with your cooking sessions with him. Pretty sure Ben at Accurate, his restaurant just has a lot of that equipment for show. And then there's another room out the back with 200 air fryers.
Hamish, what's the weirdest thing you've cooked in your air fryer?
Weirdest thing thus far. Mm. What have we tried to do? I've done a lot of fried chicken as well. You can do a really good fried chicken in there. Wow. The other thing I'm loving, I mean, I know you can, people can do amazingly creative stuff, but I love just, as you were saying, Jen, just anything that goes frozen to cook. like Nana's, those like Sara Lee, like Nana's apple pie.
Yeah. Those mini microwave, don't you?
No, right, they Mick. Won't. Microwave won't make it
not
crispy
as good.
And
They're
hot.
Soggy,
Mick,
yeah.
you go and microwave your frozen apple pie
yeah,
and
for you,
live
mate.
Your sad life while the rest of us enjoy crispy on the outside, fluffy, hot, delicious on the inside food. It's
I'll
amazing.
Tell you what. Get. I just saw one today on TikTok. Mm. You get.
What are you doing on TikTok, by the way?
I spent
seriously?
Hours looking at it. Get a TikTok biscuit.
That's just
oh, sorry,
sad.
TikTok. Get a
sad.
Get an Oreo.
A woman on TikTok.
Get an Oreo oh, biscuit. Lord. Put it in a square sheet of pastry.
You're like a TikTok
frozen
80,
pastry.
80 year old TikTok,
I'm just
TikTok,
ignoring him, Hamish. He's so rude to me at the moment.
Jane, someone's grooming you on TikTok.
And yet, that's flattering to me. You don't want to hear my Oreo biscuit.
I do. What's the story? Quick. Yeah.
You get an Oreo biscuit and you put it in a small piece of pastry that's been frozen and you just put it in a little like a dim sim and then you put it inside the air fryer. It comes out. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank me later.
You're right. You know, I've seen a bloke do this as well with a caramella koala.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Air fry a caramella koala.
In pastry. In
wrap
pastry.
Any chocolate so bar in pastry and air fry.
Could you, yeah, could I, you do a I real koala?
I think it basically makes like, is it, what's it, a spanakopita, just anything though. Just any
does,
chocolate.
Spanakopita, it doesn't
spanakopita
it?
Koala. Yeah, that would be good.
Mix into sashimi, dolphin and koala. That's his latest code.
I like eating endangered taste. Species, okay? Whatever.
Well, he's been at the top end of the earning bracket for a long time. He's lost touch with the common man.
Speaking of which, I haven't never been paying attention for a while. They won't have me back. I don't know how you jumped the queue. But...
Yes. Tommy said I was being introduced as the brand new Mick Molloy, the Molloy replacement.
Yeah, I think that's excellent news.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, who's that chatting in the background? Is that Sunny?
That's Rudy.
Rudy.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
You want to say hi?
Hi.
That's our target audience.
Hi, darling. We're on Kennedy Molloy right now. Dad's being funny. Is he funny?
When are you filming, that next series of
Lego.
Lego Masters?
Yes, I know where this is going, Mick. The boys have a standing, invite. They can come to the brick pit if they pass COVID protocols and if their dad can bring them. Do you think Dad could organise himself to get down to the brick pit?
Very unlikely. I might have to be involved.
That's a no.
I'll deal with it.
Hey, I'm just getting a text. Sorry, I'm just getting a text.
They're disappointed again. Have you been paying attention tonight? What
don't
are you doing?
Let
you
got Tom.
Yeah, Tommy G. Who else is on?
Yeah. What have we got? Big hitters tonight. I mean, you've got Sam and Ed, of course, and then Hayley from over New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand. Have you been paying
New
attention?
Zealand
and Australia's very own Anne Edmonds.
Oh, awesome.
The
queen of
Australia. She's been doing that drunk history.
Drunk history, you know, yeah.
They asked me to do that, and I said, your budget's not big enough.
Hey, I was also asked too, and I said the same thing. And it's my everyday state of mind. You won't
I said,
anything.
Nah, it's going to be too expensive for you.
Hey, Hamish, come we on. Love so. Why haven't we talked to you for so long? You don't avoid us.
I'm not avoiding you. I mean, I'm here.
Rude.
I'm playing Lego most times.
Hey, we've got Lego. We're the Taj Mahal, Bill Hill. So,
Did you get that done?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Awesome. I'll send you a photo.
All right, back to your family. What's that book? What's the book called?
My wife's book is Back to Sleep.
There you go.
It's more of a fantasy, really. it's an absolute fantasy for parents.
All right, there it is. All
we
right, look forward
it.
To the
love
photos.
Love you, Hamish.
We'll
thank
see you,
you
soon, mate. Thanks, buddy.
Have you
been paying
attention?
Say
bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Rudy.